This Friday is the last day for New Hampshire residents to weigh in on drinking water standards for the chemicals PFOA and PFOS. These are the chemicals that have contaminated drinking water in southern New Hampshire, on the former Pease Air Force Base, and countless other locations around the country and the world. NHPR's Emily Corwin has been reporting on these chemicals for some time now. She joins me now to discuss this rulemaking process. Hi, Emily.
Hey, Brady.
So get me up to date here. Friday is the deadline for the public to comment on a new rule?
Yeah, that's right. So just to back up a little bit, make a very long story short, these chemicals have been known to be dangerous for decades now, but there hasn't really been a ton of research showing just how toxic they are. Just in the last few months, the EPA released a long-awaited health advisory level for how much of these chemicals is safe to have in drinking water on a regular basis. And they formed a recommendation based on a great deal of research, and that recommendation is 70 parts per trillion of PFOA or PFOS combined.
And that's now the standard here in New Hampshire.
That's right. The Fed's advisory level, though, was just a suggestion to states, not a mandate or regulation. So in May, New Hampshire adopted that standard as a temporary state regulation. It's temporary, though, something they could enforce for a short period of time. To put it on the books in the long term, they have to go through a formal rulemaking process, and it's that which includes getting public comment that's about to close.
And are people happy with that 70 parts per trillion level?
Some are. I've talked to probably about two residents with contaminated water who trust the EPA's conclusions and 70 parts per trillion level. Many more people with contaminated water in Merrimack, Litchfield, near the St. Gobain plastics plant, don't trust the EPA's standard. And some are sending emails, form letters, signing petitions, asking for a regulation that's much more stringent. Some think it should be 20 parts per trillion. That's Vermont state standard. Others say 10, and many people say it should be non-detect, that the safest, that would be the safest and therefore the best bet. As of today, DES says it's gotten 12 comments from individuals.
And what thus far has been DES's response?
So it turns out that DES, the rulemaking process isn't entirely democratic in New Hampshire. The state has to have a public comment period. But the statute makes it pretty clear that where the federal government has set a drinking water advisory, the state is to adopt that level for its standard. However, Jim Martin with New Hampshire's Department of Environmental Services did tell me that the public comments made by residents can be used to amend a standard. So he says the public's comments do make a difference, can make a difference on, you know, where the standard is set and other aspects of the rule.
Is there evidence, as you say, to suggest that the federal recommendation of 70 parts per trillion is too high?
The scientific community does not appear to be of one mind on the subject. Many agree that the federal level is far better than nothing and far better than what it was before. But right now, scientists still don't know for sure just how toxic the stuff is, how tied it is to negative health outcomes in humans. And some scientists say, given the lack of conclusive research and the ongoing studies, the level should just be more protective to be safe. And I know of one such researcher at Harvard who will be submitting her comments by Friday at 4 p.m., which is the deadline.
And for those who also want to comment before that deadline, how do they do that?
They can go on to nhpr.org. We'll have a link for them.
That's NHPR's Emily Corwin. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Brady.